Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned captain, back in the saddle again. Retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast to you from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. Now, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America on the GCN radio network, as well as on selected Salem radio network stations, and we're also out there on some of the leading independent stations across the country. We also broadcast on the Internet and the satellite, so you can hear us anywhere and everywhere if you have the ability to do that. Now, the other thing is, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our police, our firefighters, our hospital and ER room workers, and again, I can't say enough about them, to our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, keeping all of us free and safe. Now, finally, everybody's out there working, and especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women, the FedEx drivers, the UPS drivers, the suicide jockeys, and, of course, everybody that's doing anything for anybody delivering stuff around the country, we appreciate you. Now, also, finally, catch us on MeWe, catch us on Gab, catch us on Parler, Getter. We're also on True Social. And, of course, we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and you will find our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. So joining us right now, through the power of the telephone and the Internet and Skype, we've got Denise Simon and we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
I like that. Stereophonic sound. All right, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Certainly.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we definitely remind everyone that Judeo-Christian values are what put this country together, and we need to wake up, smell the roses, and remember, we are one faith, one message, and we're on one mission, America, America. All right, Kyle, take it away and ask Denise some questions.
All right. Thank you so much, Captain, and welcome again, Denise, this morning. And, of course, Denise Simon is from FoundersCode.com, everybody, and you want to check out her website there and all the news and stuff that she has over there. Definitely do that. Well, Denise, let's start this morning. Number one, I'd like to get your take on, I guess, what's being called the conservative revolt in the House. It looks like it's kind of stymied everything until at least next week. What do you think about this whole development?
Well, there was to be a vote, actually, on stopping the Biden administration from this measure to limit use of new gas stoves and now gas powered air conditioning and heating systems. And so we had this revolt coming out of the Freedom Caucus that refused to allow the particular legislation to come to the floor. So McCarthy sent everybody, I mean, that was, he got the message. So he sent everybody home. And what I mean by that is, it's kind of like, okay, well, if we're not going to do any legislative stuff, then go home. So, he was asked if, in fact, he was worried about his speakership, and he said no. There are several others, including the House Freedom Caucus, that are not going really any further with it, but there are others that want to remove him from speakership. So we don't know where this is going, except that I think that there's a lot of talk that it's happening in the Freedom Caucus. They're still furious about how they say that he capitulated on the debt ceiling government spending legislation.
Right.
But I still say that the conversation really needs to happen in the appropriations, because I think that's where most of the control of government spending can happen, and should happen, and does happen. And they can target that spending very narrowly, so there can't be any kind of more wasteful spending that happens. But we shall see.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Well, before we go to break, and on the other side of the break, I want to ask you about these laws that are coming into being now about Chinese nationals or Chinese government or anything like that owning property in certain areas where it's critical, deemed critical infrastructure. But Chinese exports, they seem to tumble in May. Do you think this is going to have any effect, of course, obviously, on their economy and how they move forward with some of their other, you know, some of the other plans they have for, say, Taiwan?
We're at a war here, and it is a Cold War, and nobody wants to frame it as such, but I will. There are several Republican governors that are moving legislation or signed legislation forbidding China from buying real estate or businesses.
All right, hold that thought, boys and girls. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Taking a break. Come right back. Don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your way.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will take it away. I'll turn it back over to Kyle Warren in a minute once I remind you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by GEICO, G-E-I-C-O. GEICO, of course, brings you to my segment with Denise Simon, and they've been saving people a bunch of money for about 85 years. Now, remember, they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. So, check them out, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle. Hello, Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, there you are. Back to Denise Simon. Hello, Denise. All right, yeah, it's always something, live radio. Okay, Kyle, continue your questioning.
Well, it's not exactly questioning, because, you know.
Just call me the judge.
That's right. Yeah, we haven't read Denise her rights yet, so we can't do any questioning. But welcome back, Denise.
Thanks.
Yeah,
Denise, talking about the Chinese and buying the real estate. The one thing that this administration won't talk about, and neither will Treasury, which is where this is really resides, is CFIUS, which is the Committee for Foreign Investment in the United States. And for China to do what China is doing, the rules or procedures are that they have to go through CFIUS. And CFIUS has a committee that deals with mostly national security people, and they look at the application and whatnot, and then they decide whether to approve it or not. It used to be that you could actually go over to the database and see what's going on, see what's being applied for, what's been approved. Now, it's been taken off. You can't access it anymore. I used to use it a lot. But not only is it, we have to pay particular attention because China is using, they've incorporated American companies or American-sounding companies here in the United States, and they have bypassed CFIUS, which I would say now is part of, should be part of the responsibility of the FBI or and or CIA, but they create these companies with these cute little American names, American-sounding names, and they make huge investments that way. I'm not sure anybody's paying attention to it. And if you, mm-hmm. if you have to look real hard at these companies, and it could be anything. But most of it's in real estate. And we're in a dangerous place. So some of these governors have gotten pretty savvy. And, so they're working pretty hard at making sure it doesn't, they can't do those kinds of things in their states, especially in Florida.
Right. Well, you know, there is a group, of course, that's bringing a lawsuit in Tallahassee, of course, regarding this kind of law that Governor DeSantis signed just towards the end of May, I believe. And, mm-hmm. of course, what they're talking about is then the ACLU is getting involved in this as well. They're saying that it will create essentially Chinese exclusion zones. That's their argumentation. And the idea that, of course, people who happen to be Chinese or Asian, is this going to be discriminatory, basically? So it'll make its way through the court, that's for sure.
You know, there seems to be some kind of a manufactured issue on just about everything. I mean, look at what the Southern, for instance, look what the Southern Poverty Law Center did a couple of days ago, listing several conservative freedom centered organizations as hate groups, including Moms for Liberty. So now the ACLU, you know, they want to jump in and kind of do the same thing, that, you know, there's going to be some kind of issues with the Chinese and so forth. So, I mean, it's really getting to be outrageous. Which is more important here? national security, or, you know, I don't think there's going to be anything against any of the Asians here in the United States. Certainly, that has gone against the Asians or at the university level, most of which has been Harvard. So, it's the left that's been doing it.
Well, and we understand, too, part of this law is that if you're a real estate broker, right, and you knowingly sell to someone who's restricted from one of the targeted nations, then that could also be, you could face a penalty for that as well. So the law is quite strict in that regard.
Well, it has to be. And it challenges, you know, people and companies at every level. And, you know, if you understand something, you know, we have a housing problem here in the United States. You know, houses are being bought up, especially here in Florida, like crazy, and then they're being rented out, and the rents are outrageous. For a two-bedroom, one-bath house, it's now $2,200 a month, and, you know, the thing's got 700 square feet.
Right.
Well,
that's outrageous. You're right.
Yes, but that's, guess who owns it? The Chinese. So that's where we are.
Well, in the time we have left here, Denise, let me ask you this. You know, obviously the contempt of Congress charge is now sort of being pulled back for Christopher Wray, because now apparently all the members of the committee will be able to view the document regarding Joe Biden, the alleged $5 million bribe back when he was vice president. So does this turn off this showdown, or is this just a delay in the inevitable showdown?
Comer is ready. He's postured to pursue this. So it's on the table, and I think it's on the table as of today. And, you know, Christopher Wray is trying to play games here. What's particularly interesting about this is that when Comer actually viewed the document on Monday, He was very interested in the notes and the footnotes on the document.
Mm-hmm.
And he paid very close attention to those details, and he came away with the notion that there's actually more 1023s. This isn't the only one. So,
wow, that's huge.
Yes,
that's huge.
It is huge. Now, understand that this 1023 was generated by the FBI because of a former FBI special agent who had been with the Bureau for 13 years, has been paid more than $200,000 since he left the FBI as a reliable, validated, valuable undercover source.
I have one
final question for you, Denise. Joe Biden yesterday vetoed a bill to cancel student debt relief, a complete reversal on his part. Is that going to stand?
Well, it did. He vetoed it.
Okay, because they don't have the override and the veto, right?
They don't have the votes to do that. However, we can't forget that the case is, I think there's one or two before the Supreme Court. It could be null and void anyway. I think what was happening there was really another measure to ensure that this happens. But, you know, speaking of that, it's really kind of fascinating. We went through weeks and weeks of pay your debts and the debt ceiling and, you know, the United States has to pay its bills and we're not a deadbeat nation. But yet if you look at these Democrats, and if you look at sources like Associated Press, because they've got two headlines on the thing yesterday, two articles about the student debt to start paying it again. Well, they're encouraging individuals to be deadbeats, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
So the hypocrisy is unspeakable here.
All right. Well, we're running out of time here, kiddo. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Kyle, you got one last thing, about 10 seconds.
No, I appreciate what Denise is talking about, and certainly this whole thing with China, as you mentioned, we're at a Cold War. I think that's pretty prophetic. That's exactly right. It's very, very important to realize that.
All righty. Well, you're the best, Denise. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yep, good morning to the world, and that's the way it goes. Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, we're coming back with our military and veterans news segment. Yep, we are. Going to tell you about some things going on you might not know about that are right under your nose. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The White House is not commenting on the controversial merger between the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf.
We're just not going to comment on this deal. We're going to let the two parties speak for themselves.
The deal has been sharply criticized. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats have called on U.S. regulators to examine the deal. This all comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visiting Saudi Arabia and met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. A bipartisan team of senators are now asking TikTok's CEO to reveal whether the app allows China to store American user data. Tennessee Republican Marsha Blackburn and Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal addressed a letter to CEO Xu Zichu asking him to disclose the information. They wrote that they're disturbed by the social media app giving, as they put it, misleading or inaccurate responses on the matter. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. One, of course, right here in Clearwater, Florida, my backyard, and the other one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. NAA.edu is the place to go, and here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that the National Aviation Academy is a work-related college where you will go learn a trade, become a certified aviation maintenance tech, get the opportunity to make a whole bunch of money, and you'll be a happy, happy, happy camper. You'll be learning something that other people won't because you might go to college, you might get a degree, you might not have a job. At National Aviation Academy, you'll have a job and you'll be making more money than most college graduates can even think about. Think about that for a minute. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with me. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So, you heard me talking about, with Denise, what did the mystery Chinese space plane release in orbit when it was up there for a few weeks ago? Any idea?
No, not off the top of my head, other than, obviously, well, the Chinese have quite an extensive space program to begin with, right? But I think they want to go to the moon.
They copied ours.
Well, right, and they're constantly churning on this. But it would seem to me, I mean, we have, you know, DOD missions that we've heard about where this quote unquote space plane goes up. Nobody's driving it. It's a remote vehicle, basically. But they may have deployed something. And certainly I think that would simply go into the idea of either, some kind of communications for their military, or it could also be, you know, pre-planning something for a future conflict. Wouldn't put it past them, with the idea of taking out satellites, because that would be one of the first things that you try to do in any kind of a confrontation. Take out the communications, GPS, and so forth. So the answer is we don't know what it was they were doing, but whatever it was, we may not like it.
Now, we left Afghanistan in a big hurry, right?
As big a hurry as they possibly could, yes.
We knew we left a bunch of people behind, right?
Of course.
Listen to this. A new bill introduced in the Senate seeks to bring stability to the visa program for the Afghans who helped U.S. troops by nearly doubling the number of visas available and extending the program for 5 more years. Where the hell have you been? Since everybody's been trying to kill everybody else over there.
Very interesting. So what you're talking about is that, you know, people who were beneficial to the effort there and so forth, then they would have a better opportunity to get out and come to this country. That's what you're talking about?
Apparently.
Good. Well, I mean, obviously a lot of people got left behind and a lot of people were not properly identified.
Falling off airplanes, that sort of thing.
Well, they were falling off the airplanes, but they're also getting on the airplanes, and we had no way of knowing exactly who that might be, and we missed a lot of the people who deserved to be on those airplanes. And I recall after the Afghan pullout that there was a major consternation about, okay, well, wait a minute. Now, who's coming to the country? We're not exactly sure.
You think?
Right.
I mean, really, you think? We knew that. We knew that. Are we smarter than the average bear? No. But we knew that.
Right.
So, what are they trying to do? Garnish some more votes?
It could very well be. I mean, obviously, and, you know, some of these things, though, too, Captain, should transcend politics, you know, party politics. You know, you had a lot of people put their lives on the line and probably helped save American lives in Afghanistan. And so, obviously, if there's something you can do to help them, then we should. But a lot of people got left behind.
If you are an Afghan that got left behind and you were offered this by Joe Biden and his government, would you say, oh, yeah, they came to our aid? Or would you say, I'll take it, I'll get there, but I ain't supporting this SOB?
Well, look at the chaos that was left behind. And we're learning more, of course, from the cable that came in a month before the scheduled pullout. And it's the stability factor. It's one thing to end the war, as it were, in the grand sense, but the stability factor was left completely unattended. And there's debate in how you would do that. But you don't simply turn the country over to the Taliban, for goodness sakes.
Do you remember the other day a Chinese destroyer crossed the path of one of our warships in neutral waters?
Yes, in the Taiwan Strait. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
There's new video that surfaced of that, the intentional act of aggression by the Chinese destroyer from start to finish. I'm sorry, I'm not in the Navy, and I probably never could have been, because when I make this comment, they're going to say, oh, no! That thing that it got within 150 yards of me, I would have fired a shot across the bow and said, the next one comes dead at you.
Well, what the Chinese were doing, of course, they're probing and they're seeing how far they can go. So it's not a mistake. It's not an unprofessional maneuver. I mean, technically it is an unprofessional maneuver, but it wasn't done because they were not professional sailors, basically, or operators. They do this. I'm sure that Beijing has full knowledge of that. The same as when their fighters buzz our planes as well. It's just seeing how far they can go. And they're hoping, maybe they're hoping for something to go wrong. But you put yourself in that position, something can go wrong because that's too close for these big ships to be operating next to one another.
Boy, is that the truth. By the way, do you know anything about robotics?
Just why I read in the papers, yeah.
Well, the Marine Corps and their leaders aren't exactly sure yet how they will find or train people with the knowledge to operate the autonomous systems that are now going to become robotic coming to the Marine Corps.
Well, you know, we see some of these things coming out, and if I'm correct, things like Boston Dynamics and so forth. I mean, you see these robots, and they can navigate through terrain. They can navigate around objects. They can do amazing feats, you know, jump up in the air and spin around and come down and continue along the track, this kind of thing. So they are getting better and better. And, of course, the obvious combat applications probably into the future, of course, but the genesis of all that is there right now.
Well, our buddy Jeff has a great way of suggesting how we do this. Lead, follow, or let my bulldozer push the way.
Well, of course, but you couple that now with the AI, and, it's interesting, Captain, because we actually hear news reports invoking the Terminator movie series, right? You know, with Skynet, and then you have the Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator cyborg, you know, coming at you, and they're all starting to say, is this where we're headed? Well, of course, I mean, that's fiction, but people do start to wonder, because this whole thing with the AI and having to do with robotics is seemingly growing at an exponential rate.
Got about 30 seconds left, so I'm just going to throw this out there. People don't hear enough about the Space Force. The U.S. Space Force has tapped the L3 Harris to design the missile tracking sensor. Now, this is being awarded to L3 Harris Technologies at a $29 million contract to design a sensor for the service's planned resilient missile warning and tracking satellite constellation, a much better way of keeping track of the bad guys trying to hit us.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Things are changing, and they're always the technology can be really our friend when it comes to defending the nation.
This leads me to that song. I think it was by Barry McGuire. All the time. Oh, wait a minute. Who did that? All the times they are a changing. Who did that?
Well, that would have been Bob Dylan, I think.
All right, whatever. All right, hold that thought. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, our good friend, 20-plus years. Be right back. We got some exciting news about Chris Markowski. Wait till you hear this coming up when we come back.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-5600. 4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Mac Bruce.
You know, it's always a pleasure, this part of the program. I get to talk a little bit outside the box for some people because you don't realize that I've run a business of my own for, oh, I don't know, 30 years or thereabouts, even while I was in the fire service, and I continue to do a lot of different things, but here's the deal. If you love luxury in a car and you love a dealership that can make it all happen, you need to check out Maus, M-A-U-S Acura. Now, they are located on North Ford Avenue right next door to the Maus Nissan dealership. Imagine that. Maus Acura, Maus Nissan side by side on North Florida. All you got to do is go to the website, check out their inventory, see what they got, schedule an appointment, or just show up, mossacura.com. Tell them I sent you. And remember the tremendous savings program they have. It's called You Serve, You Save. It's for veterans, active duty military, first responders currently on the job, and those retired, as well as church pastors, too. You get a great discount offered to you. So that is Moss, M-A-U-S. Nissan.com. And without fail, I'm going to bring into the mix here Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. And I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in because he's tagging along with me here. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Chris.
Captain, yeah. being someone from New York, in my life, I never saw anything like it yesterday with the smoke that was out here. It was like... Apocalyptic movie.
I was going to ask you because I kept watching coming and going. Now, get this. Out west where Kyle is, up in the northern part of Washington, they got a huge fire in British Columbia, and that crap is coming down into Washington State, down into Oregon, and maybe headed for California.
They canceled all outdoor activities. They canceled the ball games, my kids' practices, everything like that. It was bad. I mean, it smelled like that you were right next to a fire. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, when it gets bad, it's bad. We all know that. Now, I got a question for you. My buddy who owns the Trump bus that travels around the countryside, Lenny, sent me a little message a while ago, so I'm going to ask you about this. He said a good friend of mine got a call from Steve Moore yesterday. You know who he is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the Trump for growth.
Right. He said Steve told him the Republicans' plan on ending the capital gains and the death tax has been put out there, and he was telling the supporters, I guess, of Donald Trump, what it was the Republicans are going to do. I have no idea what they're up to.
Well, I mean, that's a big thing. Was you look at the Republican Party platform, which you're going to have one for, in 2024, and see what the priorities are of the president. I've always never been a fan of capital gains taxes, corporate taxes. I think they're nonsensical. Also, the wealth tax, that those types of things to me are ridiculous. There are better ways. I'm a big fair tax guy, pay at the point of sale. You want to encourage people to invest and put money away and make money and create businesses. And that's what you do when you invest in the market. You're going to get taxed on a capital tax. You've already gotten taxed on that money. Or if you even look at it, if you own you're getting a dividend on a stock. And, the corporation paid the corporate tax, and you're paying the tax on the money that's already been taxed. If you get paid a dividend. So, they're taxing you all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to also deal with the other side of the ledger, which is spending. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want my taxes cut too as much as anybody else. But what I really like to see more than anything is a balanced budget amendment and really start knocking down our national debt because I care about my kids and my grandkids, and I don't think it's right what's going on.
Right. Now, I teased before the break that you and I were going to say something about something that's coming your way that's going to affect all of us, especially in our area. Now, we're not going to break the surprise as to what's going on, but you, my friend, are moving and grooving and shaking, and you're going to be very much in the broadcast picture somewhere.
I hope so. We shall see. We'll still see. I'm looking forward. It's gonna take a little time, maybe this fall we'll make the announcement.
And of course, you're always welcome to come sit in with me, because you and I, we go back so far. I think we can read each other's minds.
Absolutely. It's nice coming in early in the morning. I enjoy it. I've done it before, and we'll definitely do it again.
Yeah. See, that'll give you a chance to go have breakfast. And I know where we can get that done. All right. Well, Kyle, what's your question for Chris on, of course, the economy or business?
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning again, Chris. We understand, of course, that out there in the commercial market for commercial buildings, eventually a lot of this mortgage debt is slated to come due by about the end of 2025. But right now, of course, it's very difficult for any of these owners to refinance their debt, and they could find themselves in a huge pickle, don't you think?
That's the real estate game. I mean, it is what it is. So you went out and you decided to, take out an interest-only loan on the property in the hopes that the valuation would go up by the time the loan came due, and you could either refinance or sell the building. You lost. You lost. This is the investing world. There's mistakes are made, and what will happen is, the value of commercial real estate will come down, and it was going to be, in my opinion, I've been telling people for ages to avoid certain tracks of certain types of commercial real estate prior to COVID, prior to the lockdowns and the people staying home. You could see the writing on the wall, what was happening with technology and Amazon and a myriad of things. So, to me, it was a silly investment. Certain regional banks and banks out there that made those loans, they're going to get hit. They're going to end up owning the building. And or they're going to have to just renegotiate with the landlords because they don't like taking the keys on anything either. It's already happening. You've got big buildings in Manhattan. Just had two hotels in San Francisco. So, I mean, I don't know what, you know, in God's creation is going on, the idiots in San Francisco. Business is moving out left, right, all over the place. Two hotels turned into Kyiv. We're done. You know, we're out. We're not going to even try. It's a sad state of affairs with some of this stuff. But, again, it was really dumb investments.
All right. Well, Chris and Kyle, hang on a minute. We have a caller. We're going to go over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. It's James in Clearwater. A quick one for Chris. I heard you explain over your weekend show that these people running for president basically building a nest egg for themselves. You want to give the short version to let people know what's really going on with that?
Sure. Thank you, James. Go ahead.
You take a look at the grift that goes on. And again, you know, I'm an old school type of a guy. I wasn't alive when he was president. You know, Harry Truman left the White House. He wouldn't even take a pencil. He had to move back in with his mother-in-law. Politicians, they find ways of falling forward. If they lose their position, they end up getting a cushy job teaching at some university. For example, that was Lori Lightfoot, Chicago mayor. She's teaching at Harvard now. That crazy DA that was raised by Bill Ayers from San Francisco, he just got himself a teaching gig at UC Berkeley. It's how they basically, it's a protection racket. I call it my watchdog on Wall Street, axis of evil. Big business, politicians, and the media working hand in hand to help one another. And it happens again and again and again. And some do it better than others. I mean, right now we're looking at Biden and kickbacks and Hunter's laptop, but you know, you think about it, he's kind of small potatoes to the Clintons. And you take a look at the Clinton Global Initiative and the millions and millions of dollars that went through that from countries and businesses from all over the world. That thing shut down as soon as Hillary lost, because they lost their influence. But they certainly made a hell of a lot of money. Or what about Jared Kushner, who was one of the worst investors, Trump's son-in-law, one of the worst businessmen as far as acumen going, making fun of how bad his real estate deals were before he ended up becoming an advisor to Donald Trump. He just got $2 billion from the Saudis for some investment. These are handouts, kickbacks, and it happens to both sides.
Wow. I can't even begin to imagine. Okay. Last question for me. While we don't have a lot of time, we'll make it real quick. Mike Pence says, choose me. I'm the constitutionalist. Donald Trump isn't.
Well, I met Mike Pence a few weeks ago, and he seemed like a real, real decent man. I met him at Fox Business. I was being interviewed there, and we're talking about my segment. Again, a lot of good candidates that are out there right now.
Yep. All right, we're going to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Have a great day, and stay out of the damn cold, decisive, messy air.
Tell me about it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Kyle Warren sticking around, one more segment with me, one more hour. We're going to tag team Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright when we come back. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.